Hello, wonderful parent. It is me, Inara, and I am so glad you are here today. I want to start by saying something really important. If your little one is waking up screaming multiple times every night, I see you. I see how exhausted you are. I see how your heart breaks when you hear those cries. And I want you to know you are not alone in this and you are doing beautifully. The Magic Book and I have been learning so much about what happens when young children experience night terrors and sleep disruptions. And here is what I discovered that changed everything. What you are experiencing is not a sign that something is wrong with your child. It is actually a completely normal part of their development. Let me explain what is really happening. Research shows that night terrors affect between 1 and 6% of children, and they are most common in preschoolers between ages 2 and 5. These episodes happen during non-REM sleep, usually 1 to 3 hours after your child falls asleep. During this time, your little one is in a state between sleeping and waking. Their body might be moving, their eyes might be open, they might even be screaming, but they are not fully awake. And here is the beautiful truth. They usually do not even remember these episodes in the morning. Now, I know that does not make it easier when you are standing there at 2 in the morning, watching your child in distress. But understanding what is happening can help you respond with calm confidence instead of panic. And that calm confidence, that is exactly what your child needs from you. The research tells us something wonderful. Most children naturally outgrow night terrors by age 10 with absolutely no long-term effects. This is a phase, a temporary part of their development, and it will pass. Your child is not broken. They are not damaged. They are simply growing, and their sleep system is maturing. So what can you do to help? The experts have given us some beautiful, evidence-based strategies. First, consistent bedtime routines are incredibly powerful. Studies show that calming, predictable routines can reduce stress hormones by up to 30%. When your child knows what to expect, their nervous system can begin to relax before sleep even begins. Second, make sure your little one is getting enough rest overall. Sleep deprivation can actually trigger more night terrors. Preschoolers need between 10 and 13 hours of sleep in a 24-hour period. Sometimes, an earlier bedtime or a consistent nap can make all the difference. Third, and this is so important, your response during these episodes matters deeply. When your child is experiencing a night terror, they need your calm, reassuring presence. You do not need to wake them up. In fact, trying to wake them can sometimes make the episode last longer. Instead, stay close, keep them safe, speak softly if you want to, and let the episode pass naturally. Your peaceful energy helps their nervous system regulate. Here is what the research on attachment tells us. Responsive nighttime parenting strengthens the secure attachment bond between you and your child. When you show up with patience and gentleness during these challenging moments, you are teaching your child that they are safe, that you are there, and that big feelings are manageable. This builds emotional security that lasts a lifetime. Now, I want to tell you about a story that might help. In the Book of Inara, we have a beautiful tale called The Courage Pools of Ocean Memory. In this story, Kenji and Miva discover magical viewing pools that reveal underwater treasures, but they can only approach them when they find their courage despite feeling scared. This story is wonderful for children who are working through fears, including nighttime fears. When Kenji and Miva learn that bravery does not mean not feeling scared, it means feeling scared and moving forward anyway. Children absorb this powerful lesson. You might read this story during the day and then reference it at bedtime. You could say something like, "Remember how Kenji felt scared but found his courage? You can feel scared at night and still be brave. And I am here with you, just like Miva was there for Kenji." Stories give children a framework for understanding their own experiences. They provide language for feelings and models for courage. And when you read together, you are creating connection, which is the foundation of emotional security. I also want to remind you of something the Mayo Clinic emphasizes. Sleep disruptions in preschoolers are completely normal developmental phases that pass with supportive parenting. You are not failing. Your child is not failing. You are both navigating a challenging but temporary phase of development, and you are doing it together. Researchers who study attachment have found that when parents respond to nighttime challenges with empathy rather than frustration, children develop better emotional regulation skills. They learn that emotions are manageable, that they are not alone, and that their parents are their safe place. This is the gift you give your child every time you show up with patience in the middle of the night. So here is what I want you to remember. First, night terrors are normal and temporary. Second, consistent routines and adequate sleep help prevent episodes. Third, your calm presence during episodes is the most powerful tool you have. Fourth, stories can help your child process fears and build courage. And fifth, you are doing a beautiful job. The magic book whispers this truth. Parenting through sleep challenges is one of the hardest things you will do. It requires patience, consistency, and so much love. And you are showing up with all of that night after night. That is not just good parenting. That is extraordinary parenting. If you want more support, the Book of Inara has many stories designed to help with bedtime transitions, fear management, and emotional security. Stories like The Courage Pools of Ocean Memory can become part of your bedtime routine, creating connection and teaching valuable lessons about bravery and resilience. And remember, this phase will pass. Your child will sleep peacefully again. And when they do, you will look back on these challenging nights and know that you gave them exactly what they needed. Your presence, your patience, your love, sweet dreams, wonderful parent. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with love and starlight, Inara.